Yeah, we're holding by yeah, that chav gimel amid aleph, yeah, on top.
Yeah, the Gemara said, what? Ki yitzrach kroh, lemutay nirvah v'nevet. What do we need the pasuk by an oif for then? The last question was, if you hold that it's called the barrier, if you have these birds, by the tchila zihuv of the tumor and the bnei yoina, that they're called the barrier, so then it's good when you need a pasuk. The Gemara said, but it's only a suffix what it is, so what do you do a pasuk for? So Gemara says, no, it could be really it's only a suffix what it is then. We're not sure whether they are old enough or whether they're not. And really the pasuk was only in the smachta b'yama, like Rashi says. Rashi says, itzra kro lemutei. This Rashi, we'll soon see. So Gemara says in Achnami, that ki itzra kro lemutei nirva v'neva. Rashi says, v'yaf agav detona ketoni yeprat v'tchilas atziyuv, that's a smachta b'yama. In Achnami, when the birds first the neck start to turn colors, that's only in the smachta b'yama, because really it's only a suffix, whether they're old enough or not. But the Ika Postik is that by a bird there's a psul of a nirva or a psul of a nevat. So Rashi says that by Reveya, that's that a bird should go into an odom, that we don't have. Reveya lekle meima baifa, there no chayif Reveya. There's no like male bird that goes into a female to a person, that you don't have. But the other way could be, a nirva could be that a man went into a bird. So the man went into a bird, so that bird is psul for carbon. Or else Nevan, if somebody worships the bird, makes it to avoid the Zoram, so it's possible to use for carbon, that's the Kiddush over here. Because without the special Pesach, Salkot, that the Chemin Chai would have thought to say, Hoyu looks here, since the Pesach says, and Ma'ikra it says, Ki Mashchosam Bohem Mumbom. It says, well, it has a loch of a mum, that an animal, Muslims it goes on, whether it's Raveya, whether it's a Nirva or a Nevan, that's a psul in the carbon, in the animal. It says Loshno Kimashchisum Behem Mumbom. Now, but Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, Komokim Shinemer Hashchosa. Wherever the pasuk says Hashchosa, he wrote says Kimashchosam that his animal did Hashchosa is Einuvela Dvar Aveiro. The Avoras Kachovim, either one of these two things, either the bird did a Dvar Ervo like it was Nirva, or else as Avoid Zara, the people worshipped it. So these two psulim, the pasuk says Kimashchosam Behem Mumbom. So if you worship an animal, or you're nearer with an animal, so that animal is not like a mum, it can't be used for carbon. Now how do we know this? Devar erva, the Siva says in the Pesach in Bereishis, ki hishkes kol bosa yazdarkei al oretz. And it says that by Dor HaMabul, and it says that they had znus with one another. So that's called the Devar erva. And Rashi says, Dor HaMabul ksiv, for Dor HaMabul, the erva kilkuluk, it is siv, v'yichu lem noshim, this live with other people's wives. Or the chol b'heim of achai, this live with animals also. Zalosin ki mishchosam, ki hishchis kobosa, that means erva. And also, avodis kechavim, the Gemara says, the Pesach says, ten tashchisun, v'yasisum lechem peso. So also, losin of ashchosa, you destroy yourself by destruction, that means worshipping avodah zorah. So the Pesach says here also, an animal that has one of these two averis, either was a nirva or else they worshipped it, so it's possible for korban. So I would have thought to say that kol shamum poisaboy by animals that is a psul mum is so dvar erva vavas chavim psulim boy. Who are then you can't use an animal that had they worshipped it for the zoro, or else it was nirva or raveya, you can't use that animal for korban. That's only by behemoths, by animals, because animals have a psul mum. But I would have thought to say, v'chol she'en ha'mum poisaboy, but things like birds that do not have a psul of a mum, there's no psul mum by a bird, even a split, there's no psul mum. I would have thought to say, maybe, ein dvar erva v'avos v'chovim poislim boy, who adin, there should not be a psul of an erva, even if the bird was nirva, or even was nevad, I would have thought to say, maybe you'll have to use it for carbon. So the Gemara says, no, the Ani Eifes, these birds, Hoyo v'loi posa b'mumah, there's no psul midiraisa if it is a mum on a bird. The Yom HaMakos we learned, we always say, that tamus v'zichros v'behema, that is a parsha, it has to be a tam and not a ba'mum, or it has to be a zocha, not a nekeva, that was only said by behemoths. But v'ein tamus v'zichros b'yifes, but by a bird, there's never a nafkamina whether it's an akeva or a zohar, or whether it's a tam or a bamum. It doesn't make a difference. There's no psul mum by birds. Only if it's mechusar and eva, that's the only thing wrong by a bird. That's like it's not nice to bring a bird that's mechusar a whole leg or something. But otherwise, tam regular mumim does not pass by a bird. So I would have thought to say, Eima, let's say also that Dvar Ervo, the Avoidus Kechovim Nami Loit Lifsabu, that maybe a bird that was Nirva or Nevad, that should not be a psul for Korbin, is Kamash Malon. That's our apostle was saying here when the Tan is Mamayit, what it means to say there's a psul by a bird, it has these two psulim. It has a psul of Nevad and Nirva. But then Nechnami, to Mamayit to say that when it's too young, when you have this Sufik age, that's not a pasuk. At the Masada Svara, if it's only a Sufik, whether it's kosher or not, you don't need a pasuk to tell us the psul. And the pasuk before of min haturim, v'lay kol haturim. So that pasuk min, so the kids will mean to teach us is not all birds are kosher for korbin, that what's possible is a nirva v'neva, that's what's possible. Yeah. Now the Masada says, Boy, you observe. They asked the question like this: what's going to be? Haim, if somebody says, "Harei olai oilas behema," he has a chiv upon himself to bring a korban oila, a behema for korban oila. He says like this: "Mino ayil or mina kevis." I could bring either from a lamb. A kevis is a young one, and an ayil is an older ram. And Bosun Sagrashi, kevis is during the first year, and after the 13th month, then it's called an ayil already. The person says they're allowed to bring one, either one of these two. So, the heavy palgus, and it brings now a palgus, that's a lamb, when it's over a year, the 13th month old. The first month of the second year, it's called a palgus. So, ma, what's the locha? The shailer is it an ayil, or is it a kevis? Or maybe it's called a berry, it's called a new creature by itself. Look at Rashi. Palgus, Rashi says, that's kevis alim. So it's like this: kevis ben shana b'teich shenosai kora kevis. During its first year old, it's called a kevis. The ayil. When does the animal turn to be an ayil? Mishavru yud gimachadoshim. After the 13th month, shenichnas chodesh sholem b'teich shana shniya. When it's already 1 month into its second year, that's kori ayil. And then it's called an ayil ad ayil. No matter how old it is, it's always called an ayil. But palgus, what is this? That's betoich chodesh rishon shoshana shniya. When after it's 1 year old, that's first month, the 13th month, that's called the palgus. So the question is, somebody says, are you allowed to bring a korban ola, either from an ayil or from a keves, and he brings a palgus, what's the locha? So the question is the palgus a sofik, whether it's an ayil or a keves? And here the mamonashach di yotza, because either one is good. Or else maybe no, maybe it's a berry, it's a new creature by itself, it's not called an ayil, not called a kevis, and he would not be yotza. So let's see. Ali b'de Reb Yechonon l'ti brodo. According to Reb Yechonon, there's no question. According to Reb Yechonon, you would not be yotza the neder over here. The yoma berry heavy. Reb Yechonon says it's called a berry, it's called like a behemoth by itself. It's not an ayil, not a kevis. So you would not be yotza your chayv of a korban ayil. Titznam, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Hekrivui. Hekrivu. Yitznam, Hekrivu. So maybe Olav Nichsayayil. If you do bring this palgus for a korban, you bring this animal when it's 13 months old, this lamb, this keves. So it says what? Maybe Olav Nichsayayil. What type of nechosin, nesachin you have to bring with it? How much of a mincha? How much of a yayin? You have to bring the nichsei of an ayil. But the ain oila mizivchai. But does not go oila for its korban. So Rashi says, what does that mean? To say Rashi says like grivu, Rashi says mishni. It's a mishni masechta pora. If someone brings a palgus, so it says what? The nisachim is the one of an ayil, but the oila mizivchai, you say, imho ye mechuyiv ayil of adoy. If it was mechuyiv to bring an ayil for the korban, or else I kevis levadoy. He's not Yotzes Chayv. And V'tayma Lemeforish Tona Imishum Sveiki Imishum Ber. It doesn't say clearly what the reason why you're not Yotzah. but just says you're not the Yotzi Yechayiv. And the Gemara says, V'yom Rabbi Yochanan says, Oy la'ayul is l'rabos es apalgus. Rabbi Yochanan, she says, Minola demevi alav nisei ayul. How do we know to say you bring this type of a lamb that's 13 months old? You bring the nesachim of an ayul, and an ayul is shel shnei esroinim, has to be the flower of two esroinim, or shlish esahin yayin, and a third of a hin yayin. How do we know this? Because it says in the parashas nesachim, b'shlach l'cho, oy l'ayul echod. So oy is l'rabbis es apalgis, b'nesachim alolu. So an extra posuk to say when you bring a palgis, it needs the nesachim of an ayul. Therefore, she says, immediate across since in the posuk to Rambo, Shmamina, we see that Rabbi Yechon holds that it, the reason why it's ein oyla, you're not yotza yochayiv, is because it's called a barrier. It's not called an ayil. It's not called a keves. Therefore, if you made a neder to bring one or the other, so by bringing a palgis, you're not yotza your neder. It's only exerts a kosov though. Linyan nesachim, the term was mabre, it has nesachim of an ayil. Senecham is according to Rabbi Yechon, an hour for Shiloh, the person's menadev to bring a korban oyla, either from an ayil or from a keves, and it brings the palgis, pshit is not yotzer's neder. Because according to Rabbi Yechon, it's called a barrier by itself. It's a new creature, it's neither. Just as the chiddush akruah, the nesachim is like the ayil. So according to Rabbi Yechon, there's no suffix. Kiti berloch, where do we have our Shiloh? Where does Rabbi Zeir raise the Shiloh? Kiti berloch alibo de bapodah. According to the way Bar Poda learns. The what? Tiyomi, he says like this. Maisi,